Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 12. We're talking about fruitfulness. They will come and shout for joy on the heights of Zion. They will rejoice in the bounty of the Lord, the grain, the new wine, and the oil, the young of the flock, and the herds that follow them. They will be like a well-watered garden, and they will sorrow no more. That is really what describes our lives, I think. Jeremiah is painting a word picture for us of the joy that we should have because of fruitfulness. God redeemed you, not just to take you to heaven. Now, heaven's a wonderful place, yes. It's going to be a land, no more sorrow, no more death, no more sickness, no more pain. It's a wonderful place, but he left you here. If it was all just heaven, the best thing that could happen is as soon as you ask Jesus to come into your life, a hammer comes out of heaven or whatever and knocks you in the head and he takes you to heaven. No, he left you here. Why? So that you might be fruitful. See, there's this chain link that goes on. And some water, some sow, some cultivate. We're all a part of this fruitfulness. I may be the middle link of the chain. You may be the first link in the chain. And then somewhere along the way, somebody comes and that person accepts the Lord. Many times I have the privilege of seeing people respond and say yes to Jesus. But I'm just one link in the chain. We're all a part of this fruitfulness that God wants to produce. And he needs you to take care of your link so that that person will respond to his love and be a part of the fruitful vineyard.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.